It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to the show, and it's great to have you with us in the middle of another week. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, Hugo's in the chair, and all you have to do is call 202-619-2077. Give him a call, make your requests, he'll take them down, and we'll be able to get them on for you. It takes a couple days. Keep that in mind when you make a request. It takes a couple of days, and we only take one request per listener per week. And that's all we ask, that you give us a little bit of time, because it does take some time to find these songs. We've got a lot of great music to play for you this hour, and our country music CD giveaway continues as well. It's all happening right here and right now on Border Crossings. Here's one for Ananya Dikshita Vera, and this is Clean Bandit with Rockabye.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration. Foundation, a special bond of creation. Single moms out there going through frustration. Clean bandit, China ball, and Marie thing made them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love.
Come, you well prepare, and no, mama, you never said tear, cause you have said things year after year, and you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. Marin, the pops disappear in a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know, so you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old. About the cold, when he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up there.
Him your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Straight.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to.
Rock-a-bye,
rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-
Hey, we're Clean Bandit.
And you're listening to Border Crossings.
Woo, yes, we are. Yes, yes, indeed. And this is Border Crossings, your place for requests and dedications. And I also want to say congratulations to Clean Bandit on not one, but two number one songs. Rockabye, which features Anne Marie and Sean Paul, was their second. And, of course, they had one called Release Me with Jess Glenn before that. And they've got a new song out with Julia Michaels. They had one about a year ago with a Swedish singer. And so their plan is to release a new album this year. And they were on Border Crossings last year and spoke about the fact that Elton John will be on the album, maybe Sam Smith and some other folks when they finally do get that album finished. They had to cancel their tour because Luke Patterson, who is one of the three, he's the drummer, he has a problem with his foot requiring surgery. So rather than replace him, they decided we're just going to cancel the tour. We don't want to go on without Luke. So that's very, very admirable. Very costly when you don't go out on the road. You don't get the revenue. But good choice for Clean Bandit. Ananya, thank you for your request. Welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. And we've got a very busy show today. A very, very busy show. There's a lot going on and a lot of requests to play. I heard from Otto. Otis Jenkins, Junior Mans, Bright Afram, K. Roland. We heard from J. Hall, Wheezy Banda, Ben Hur, Gebrelassi, Saint Bennerman, Ojak Kendrick checked in with us today so far. Heard from Naka Emanuels and Alphonse and Zowold Netherlands are listening to us in the Netherlands. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Checking in and checking out our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. It's great to hear from everybody, wherever you might be listening. We thank you for tuning in and taking time to listen to Border Crossings. What a busy week. What a sad week. Earlier in the week, we lost South African anti-apartheid crusader Winnie Mandela, who passed away at 81. Her husband, Nelson Mandela, had passed away a few years earlier. But we lost Winnie this week as well. And today we mark a very solemn occasion in American history with the untimely death, the assassination of one of the most wonderful visionaries in American history, a man who did his very best to help eliminate racial divide, war, violence. He wanted to bring us together. He was a peacemaker. I'm talking about Reverend Martin Luther King, who was shot and killed tragically on this day 50 years ago. It was April 4th on this day. August, just a few months earlier, August 1963, he delivered his I Have a Dream speech, which, you know, I mean, wow, to this day that speech resonates. And he had just a way with words. I don't know. He just could move mountains with his speeches and what he believed in. And he rallied people of all colors together for commonality, for love, for brotherhood, sisterhood, to knock down all these walls and barriers that we still to this day face in probably not the same level, but certainly at that time, he was making major, major accomplishments with his message, which resonated all the way to the White House to President Kennedy at the time. We have to mark this day because we do have Martin Luther King Day and celebrate his birth. We also have to remember his death. And so it was 50 years ago today. And what was interesting was the night before he delivered a speech to a crowd, a big giant gathering, where he said, "I have seen the mountaintop and I may not travel there with you." Which was, you know, I mean, if you think about those words and that statement in and of itself. The very next day, he was shot and killed and taken from us. Here is a song that was written by Dion, which remembers not only Reverend Martin Luther King, but several other great pioneers, great messengers in American history who gave us so much hope and so much to look forward to and to be proud about. And this song is called Abraham, Martin, and John. Here's Dion on Border Crossings.
In anybody here? See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's just look around, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free. Someday, soon, he's gonna be.
Cause you're not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing just the way you are. Yeah.
Border Crossings, and that is a request from Tensei Fakede. And Tensei's in Ethiopia, tuned into Shegar FM 102.1, and that is for Dr. Mallette. And it said, I love the show. Bruno Mars, just the way you are here on Border Crossings. Bruno Mars has been on tour, was in Australia recently, and congratulations to Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. Their hit song, Uptown Funk, has become the fifth video to pass 3 billion views. Wouldn't be a big deal if it was 3,000. 3 billion views. So congratulations. Uptown Funk, 3 billion views. Still not the most viewed music video of all time. That belongs to Despacito, which is right around 5 billion views. Unbelievable. Bruno Mars, there you go. If you're a fan of Bruno's, he's still on tour. And he's on tour with Cardi B this summer. I want to say hello to Quadjo, who's tuned into 98.1 FM, listening to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for checking in. We're going to be giving away that Now That's What I Call Country Music CD in just a few minutes. So hang around for that. If you want to win, you got to enter, because you can't win if you don't enter. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Don't just write, I want to win. Please include your postal mailing address, where we would ship the CD to, because a lot of people write and send their email address. We're not shipping the CD to your email address. We need where you live, where you work, where you go to school, whatever address you want to use for us to mail the CD to. That's important. And then you're entered into the contest. You can also call Hugo and give him your mailing address if you want to enter, 202-619-2077. And you can email your entry as well to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And we'll be doing this giveaway all throughout the month of April. So if you want to win, you got to enter. Just keep that in mind. And then listen, and you might hear your name called, and you'll be our lucky winner. Saidu Kamara is a winner. He's a listener in Sierra Leone and tunes into Border Crossings all the time. So thank you very much to everybody in Freetown tuned into 102.4 FM, our affiliate in Sierra Leone. He requested a One Direction song. One Direction, guys, doesn't look like they're going to be getting back together. When they took their so-called hiatus, they kept on saying, oh, we'll be back, we'll be back. It's been about 3 years now. I don't think they're coming back. Based on all the success they're having now as solo artists, not really clear about their future. They did start their band on TV on a reality show called X Factor in 2012 in the UK. Simon Cowell put them together. But look, they've gone in different directions. Zayn is doing his own solo thing. He was the first to leave. Then the rest of the guys followed and all went in solo directions. Harry's had great success with his debut solo album, his first film role in Dunkirk, which earned an Oscar for Best Picture. Didn't win, but Harry was in that. He's been talked about to play Mick Jagger in a film about Mick Jagger's life. He said, no, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that. But a lot of people compare his style and look to Mick Jagger. They dance the same. They have a very similar style. Niall is on the Flickr tour for his solo album, Flickr. And although he hasn't confirmed it, and she hasn't confirmed it, their friends have confirmed that he and Hailee Steinfeld are dating. And also, let's see, Louis, and not good news on his relationship with Cheryl Cole. They are having problems. They admit they're having problems. They have a baby boy at home. His name is Bear. But the relationship seems to be a little bit of a strain right now. And Liam Payne, he just admitted in an interview he's got stage fright. He's working on his new album, but he said, you know, I'm used to being out on the road with the guys and being up on the stage alone. I'm a little bit nervous about it. Here they are when they were a group as One Direction. They left us with a bunch of hits. Saidu Kamara wants me to play Steal My Girl. And this is Border Crossings.
We're 16, we want the same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright.
jaw drop when she's in those jeans. All right. All right. I don't need to exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn. All right. All right.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I got demons inside me, so I'm faced with a choice. Either try to ignore them, or I give them a voice. And it's keeping me up at night, worried it's not alright. Holding back things you don't know. And it's keeping me up at night, worried it's not alright. You're not gonna like where go. And they'll tell you I don't care anymore, and I hope you'll know that's a lie. 'Cause I found what I have been waiting for, but to get there means crossing a line. So I'm crossing a line. It's not about status, we know it never was. 'Cause what good is the kingdom when you're missing the love? This is not a goodbye now, I'm not going away. No, I don't have the answers, but I do have the faith. Oh, and it's keeping me up at night, worried it's not alright. Holding back things you don't know. And it's keeping me up at night, worried it's not alright. You're not gonna like where this goes, no. And I'll tell you I don't care anymore.
Border Crossings, and that is a brand new song off of Mike Shinoda's first ever solo album. And the song is called Crossing a Line, and it's a request from Esther Voss, who listens to Border Crossings. When you talk about losses in music, and we've suffered quite a few in the last couple of years, of course, Mike Shinoda has not gotten over the loss of his bandmate, Chester Bennington, last year, who didn't show any signs of depression, didn't show that he would at all be the kind of guy who would ever take his own life. But he did at age 41 last year. And apparently Mike is carrying on the name of Linkin Park, but he's doing it in his own way. And he's on his own solo tour right now. He did an interview with New York Magazine, and they asked, what is the future of Linkin Park? And he said, I'm unable to say what will happen with the band. There's really no answer. It's funny because if I even say anything about our future, it becomes the headline, which is stupid. The answer is there is no answer. Don't know what the future will hold for Linkin Park. And so Mike Shinoda put out an EP earlier this year called Post Traumatic, and he's got his upcoming full studio album, which will also be called, I understand, Post-Traumatic. At least at this moment it will. And that's where Crossing a Line is from. He's also got songs like Nothing Makes Sense Anymore, which kind of, you know, lends itself to the tragic loss that the band suffered with the death of Chester. But thank you, Esther Voss, for supporting Border Crossings and for making all those requests. We're glad to hear from you. I heard from Raphael Wensius in Nairobi, Kenya, who got his calendar and showed me a photo on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London of his kangaroo. So maybe the kangaroo is for the month of April. I don't know. But he turned to a kangaroo photo and sent it in. So thank you very much for supporting our show. And I hope you enjoy your kangaroo and all the animals that are featured throughout the calendar. Hakuna Matata said hi. I heard from Zach Waku, Aniru Dean Kone, and Yusuf Ba. All said hello to me here at Border Crossing. So I say hello back. At Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up next, it's a band called Portugal The Man. Nobody in the band is from Portugal. The band are from Alaska, with Celia, Alaska. And they were put together in about 2010 by John Gurley and his group, his bandmates. And they've been singing since they were younger, singing together in high school and whatnot. But the band officially released an album in 2010 and won the Best Pop Duo or Group at the Grammys for their hit Feel It Still. So they are back now with a new song off of their next album that's coming out. They're currently on tour. So I'm going to play this for you. This is a worldwide premiere. This is from Portugal The Man, their follow-up to Feel It Still. And this new song is called Live in the Moment. It's Portugal The Man on Border Crossings.
I
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do.
Crossings on the Voice of America, and that's called I Look to You, Whitney Houston, and a request from Ephraim Marawi, who's tuned into our show. I want to say hello to Ernest Pever, Kofi Ampadu in Accra, and we got a brand new listener who just checked in, Brittany Kafuyahi, and Brittany works at Air India, which is based at the, I guess it is the Indira Gandhi International Airport of New Delhi. So, Brittany, we welcome you to Border Crossings, and welcome to being a member of our family on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Speaking of Whitney Houston, she influenced so many people and her music resonates today and everything that she stood for. It's hard to believe that she died in 2012 and it's been 6 years since her death. In Hello Magazine, Nicole Scherzinger did an interview and she was asked, who was the person you've met in the business so far that had the most profound effect on you? And she said, without question, Whitney Houston. She said, I was performing with the Pussycat Dolls. We were at a Christian Dior show. She was there because she was a friend of the designer and, you know, she wore Christian Dior. She said, I met Whitney Houston. I was speechless. I was beside myself. She said, she's my biggest inspiration. Her voice ignited something inside me. And that's coming from Nicole Scherzinger. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We're just a matter of minutes away from the Now That's What I Call Country Music CD giveaway. Before we get to that, Kwasi Oteng is listening to 98.2 FM and wants me to play this next song from Hot Chocolate. So we're going back to the 70s with a little R&B music from the 70s. And this is Everyone's a Winner for Kwasi Oteng.
Every day I bless the day that you got through.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Hey, yeah. You know what we're doing? I'm on a high end trip. I'm about to fly in. Sit. Hop in a Cayenne trip. I was just gliding. I just be styling. I'm on a high end. I'm on a fly in. Yeah. We about to fly in. Yeah. Jump in the Cayenne. Jump in the Cayenne. Ran out of my lid. Gotta go find it. Snatch the daddy. In a big body. Jump set Wu Tang. We like Shaolin. What's the talk? Yeah. What's the lead read? Rockin' Felicia, rippin' a big beat. What's the total? What's the lead read? Plain Jane watch, Richard Millie. Yeah, Richard Millie cost me about a Aston Martin. Left my Tesla sitting at the house on a charge. I just met the owners of Chanel and Dior. Cause they say I'm spending too much money in the stores. Put up.
Everything high in. I'm with the Mozzie, I pop a half a perk, make a deposit, I am not front of earth, stay on my flash, I'm flying private, on my Dubai, on a Ducati, stunting on them, all of you, my little homies, get some knowledge for you, stop trying to wipe a thot.
All the vampires know that we don't go to sleep, we stay up all night, pop me two or three, little exotic type,
everything high, you see the stars. Your melee costs more than your car. Everything high, everything high. And you fake, sure it's high. And you should get fired up. Don't be fed, they be wider.
Put up, everything high, yeah.
I wanna buy again. About to hit Cali.
Yeah.
I wanna H pill. I wanna Miley. I'ma get CC. From these diamonds. Eyes locked in, I would climb in. Peep out the climax,
yeah.
Put the doors in knapsacks.
Snaps.
Put some ice on the base, Put the hunters in gym clips,
like yeah.
Freaky in my car,
yeah.
Maybach seat massage. Backseat turned to a bump,
yeah.
Secured outside like a guard.
Yeah.
Secure in my spot, I'm a dog.
Secure
in the sky like a scar. I'm a big B like a boss.
Can't go meet, I'm a boss.
Yeah.
400 racks on the car.
Got an old mink on the floor.
Yeah.
King Tuck, I said, so.
Border Crossing's Chris Brown, who has announced that he's going out on tour in just a couple of weeks. And that song features Young Thug and Future. Cletus Clark's requested that song on Border Crossing's If You Like Chris Brown. That one's called High End. My name's Larry London. It's time now for our CD giveaway. We've got a country music CD for the country music fans in whatever country you might be listening. And this is a great collection of country hits. Our winner today is Lawrence Charles Loco in Ghana. So congratulations to Lawrence Loco in Ghana. And I've been called Loco myself. But congratulations to Lawrence Loco in Suhum, Ghana. You are the CD winner, so we'll send you off that. Now, that's what I call country music CD compilation. And these Now Series CDs have sold hundreds of millions of copies. This one's got Lady Antebellum, Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Rascal Flatts. We'll be giving it away every day in April. So another one coming up for grabs on tomorrow's show. We've got time for one more request. This is a request from Roland Tine in Accra, Ghana. And I also want to play this for Etienne Habu Mugisha and Yuri Jajitsky and Tanzila Ansar, who are all listening to our show. This one goes to everybody who likes the Foo Fighters. And I hope you like this one called Everlong on Border Crossings. Poland, in Ghana. That is Foo Fighters, and you're listening to Border Crossings. Dave Grohl, who is the guy who put together Foo Fighters, was also the drummer with Nirvana. He'd been with another group called Them Crooked Vultures. He also was with Queens of Stone Age for a little while. And his very first group back in the 1980s, Scream, are putting out their very first album together from 1988, re-releasing the album. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, Hugo, our producer, intern today, and thank you for tuning in. My name's Larry London, and I'll be back tomorrow with a special guest in our studios. Jenna Nation will join us on tomorrow's program. Make sure you're with us for Jenna Nation. She'll be performing music from her new album. Right here on Border Crossings, this is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.